for that very deep and intriguing presentation. I want to salute all the women in this hall here today. Happy African Women's Day.
Thank you.
You are all survivors. We are all survivors. And I want us to begin with words of affirmation. Say after me, I am a woman.
I am a woman.
I am an African woman.
I am an African woman.
I am a versatile woman.
I am a versatile woman.
I am a woman of substance.
I am a woman of substance.
I am a beautiful woman. When you see me,
when you see me,
it ought to make you proud.
It ought to make me proud.
Because I am a wonderful woman.
I am a wonderful woman.
Came to my mind is what she said about the female inside the uterus. But when that female child is born in an African village, she is born into silence. When the male child is born, there is celebration. Oh, I have a son. My wife has even given birth to a son. But when a girl child is born, there is total silence. So women are born into a culture of silence. When we talk about reparations, and when we talk about women and repairing women, we first of all have to look inside ourselves. As women in the society, where have we been? Where has the African woman been? Where is the African woman today? And where is the African woman going tomorrow? Now, if you cannot answer that question for yourself, then I suppose that this conversation is not important. Dr. Gono said that everything begins with the self. I am a leadership coach, and I coach young people on leadership, emerging leaders, the next generation of female leaders. But I contend that we have leaders, but we do not have leadership. Because leadership is something that is grown. But being a leader can be conferred upon you. You can be appointed minister or director. Does that make you a leader? A leader is somebody who knows the way, goes the way, shows the way. A leader is somebody who grows people, who makes people to become better, to dream more, to achieve more, and to do more. All the women in this room are bona fide leaders. Not only have you birthed children, you have grown them, you have nurtured them, both boys and girls. So we are the leaders of this nation, of the African continent. We carry Africa on our backs. And we have to understand that when we have that kind of responsibility, we must take it seriously. And I want to thank my sister Sylvia, because she has raised a very important subject which has been swept under the rug for a very long time. The woman embracing her becoming. I want you to think about it. Somebody can translate it for me. It's a very important statement. Women embracing their becoming. That means you are who you are today. But do you know who you want to be tomorrow? And are you going to embrace that woman of tomorrow? Are you ready to embrace that woman of tomorrow? Are we ready to embrace who we are becoming, the strength and the resilience and the courage that we have? Are we ready to embrace it? Nelson Mandela once said that the greatest fear that we have revelation is to spread that kingdom tidings. We are powerful beyond measure. But because we cannot embrace that power that we have inside of us, we shy away from all the responsibilities that are given to us. But if we walk into that responsibility from a perspective of knowing, of doing, of becoming, of growing, you see, it is self-development is an end of the problem. And I think this is what Margarita Holmes said about what we talked about today. It's self-development. You cannot lead somebody else if you cannot lead yourself. It is said that the ship that is sailing in the ocean does not sink because there's a lot of water around it. No. It sinks because of the water that gets into it. What kind of water have you let into your ship? What kind of water have you let into your ship? Who are you listening to? What are the conversations that you are having with yourself? What are those conversations telling you about yourself? Are you sinking your ship? Or are you saving your ship? If you look at the word leadership, inside you have a term. So we women, we need to be able to lead our own ships. We're talking about reparations. And we look at the trajectory of African women. Strong, resilient African women. I am standing on the strong shoulders of them powerful women who went ahead of me. My mother, Olive Chan, a journalist with CRTV 30 years, producing a program called Calling the Women, empowering women to come into the fullness of themselves. So I know I am strong because I have inherited that. But it must not stop there. I must be able to pass it on to others. And that is why I am here today. I am talking to one young woman. All the young girls in the hall, stand.
Younger.
Clap for these young women in the hall. have been carrying an open wound for over 25 years without knowing. So I had to go back inside of myself to see the places, the areas where I was stuck, and to realize that it all went back to the guilt, the shame, the pain that goes along with leadership in this country. When your husband dies, she must have killed him. Oh, she wants to take all the property. Oh, she wants to. And you live with that guilt until you finally come to the recognition of the fact that it had nothing to do with you. That society makes you think it has everything to do with you. I am laughing. I should be crying. I listened to my niece. I'm talking to the young girl. She was raped. She was battered. She was abused. She was beaten all around. And she has been living with that for 23 years. She opened up to me 3 days ago. Tell me that, Mama, I was raped. How do you begin to repair that? How do I begin to repair myself? I want all of you, the women in here, I'm not just talking to myself. Think about a painful situation in your life. Just close your eyes and think about it. Did you actually close the chapter on that pain? Have you closed the chapter on that pain? I'm asking you. Have you healed from that hurt? How do you think you can heal another person when you yourself are not healed? Opening the door because of the awareness of the fact that protection is only from God. No human being is perfect. Women, you are not perfect and you will never be perfect. Understand that you are human, you have weaknesses, you have flaws. Accept it. Then grow and learn from those weaknesses. Remain teachable. Be your authentic self. The problem with us is that I want to be like Margarita. I want to be like Dr. Moni. I want to be like the delegate of the women's affairs. I want to wear the shorts and everything, but my body will not allow me to. You are always looking at the grass that is greener on the other side. Then be the kind of woman who says to herself, even if the grass is not green there, when I step into that grass, it will be green. Yes. Clap for yourself. When you step into that grass, the grass will be green because you know that somebody is standing there. Because you're bringing your completeness, your authentic self, your wholeness, your dynamic self, your everything that you have. When I walk into the room, hey child, I am not a poor woman. I'm not tall like Margarita, but when I walk through, I stand tall like her. Because I know who I am carrying inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So when I walk in there to conquer. Ah, women! Well, that's why I sooner. Is it because I'm not talking in French?
No.
Reparations. Women have a long journey of reparations. Politically, we have been undermined. I'm looking at the electoral process that is coming up now. How many women?
One.
Eh?
One.
Okay, okay.
One.
Why? When you go home, don't answer that. When you go, ask yourself a question. Why? We complain that they've not put us in positions of responsibility. Oh, there are very few ministers. Oh, parliamentarians have gone on my countdown. Oh, senators have gone on. What are we doing? The onus is to pass on to others that which was passed on to me. I had a training with 40 young leaders, and I challenged them. I said, of the girls here, how many of you want to be senators? How many want
to be mayors. They put their hands up, and I took their names, and I took their phone numbers, and I put them in contact with women who are senators, with women who are already mayors, so that those men can mentor them. Because we rise and lift each other. Young girls, if you are sitting up there now and there's something that you want to do, you don't know how to do it. Solution number one, talk to us. If we do not have the answer, we will know somebody who has the answer. Talk. You have the delegates of women's empowerment at the family here. Talk to them. They will give you advice on what to do. We have a whole ministry of women's empowerment at the family. By the way, I used to work in the ministry of women's empowerment. I almost died when it was done to instead of that position for me. I worked in Malawi, I sat for a very, very long time. So my trajectory goes far. And then I left and waited to come back. But to tell you that the fact that we have a ministry like that is such a powerful tool that we have, and we don't even use it. We don't even use it. Something that we have that can help us to lead us, to show us the way. We sit there and we complain. Oh, all our nominators tell me that this is what I thought I experimented practically. Instead of looking at whether other people are qualify yourself. Instead of looking to see whether others are qualify yourself. Improve yourself. Educate yourself. Empower yourself. When you are empowered, an empowered woman is an elevated woman. Look, when you have self-esteem like Madame Margarita, when she starts to talk, yes, you doubt her. Can you tell this woman? Can you tell Madame Edopian Goyo? My brother, sorry. But that is the fact. Number one thing, educate yourself. Empower yourself. Grow yourself. Where you see that you are lacking, ask. Ask for direction. Don't sit down with your mouth closed. Stop being jealous. Stop blaming. Start changing. What did I say?
Stop changing.
Yeah. business, do a business, grow a business. In my late days now, I'm starting my own business. And I think it's going to go well because I have a lot of people that encourage me. Culturally, what we need to do is that is where African women have the biggest problem. Shows you that she is intelligent. There's a woman of strength knows that through the journey, she will be.